speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
To begin with, as we look at our first question, it deals with illegal aliens. What does the Bible say about illegal aliens, and how should we view and treat these people? Well, to begin with, let me explain. When I look at aliens, as I would consider this, would be strangers who are not natives of America. They are people coming from foreign lands. And there's nothing wrong with legal immigrants coming into any nation as long as there is an immigration process and an acceptance of that. But what is troubling with what we find in the question, it deals with illegal aliens, strangers coming in who have bypassed a system, is a way in which I have considered this question. How should we view them? How should we treat these people, these souls? I want to draw a picture from what we find in the Old Testament with the Israelites. From the book of Exodus chapter 12 and verse 49, Exodus chapter 12 verses chapter 22 and verse 21, and also Exodus chapter 23 and verse 9, the Israelites were told not to oppress strangers. That is, those who came in who were not Jews, they were Gentiles. And in this, they were to recognize these individuals as they were seeking to proselyte, to become a part of the Jewish nation. Yet in this, there was a process. They had to leave their old ungodly ways behind and to embrace the laws of God. And in this, then, not only were they told to supply for these individuals, in like figure, God identifies as that they were to be held accountable to the same laws that the children of Israel were subject to. Therefore, the strangers coming in, these aliens, if you would, coming in and amongst the Jews, they were required to obey God's laws in order to be recipients of His blessing. From what we read in Scripture in Exodus 12 and verse 49, and then again in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 14, and I want to read from the account of Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 14. Okay, yes, if this messes up, the Bible's got it. We learned that this morning on our songs. I'm not going to find it off the top of my head here. The Scripture identifies is that there is one law by which the Jews and then those who were strangers coming in who were to abide by, and that one law in this context would be in reference to the law of Moses. And if these individuals wanted to be recipients, well, number one, wanted to be counted amongst God's people, and then as a result of their connection with God's people, wanted to be recipients of His blessings, they also had to abide by the law that God had given unto His people. As we think with reference to New Testament principles and the receiving of illegal aliens, well, to begin with, if they want to be counted as citizens in this world and to abide by the laws of the land, then they need to go through the process by which God has established through government, or government has established as God has put them into place. In this, also, though, I want us to make mention is that man must work for his keep. And what we find oftentimes with illegal aliens, not all of them, and I know that here in Warren County we have some who work in the nurseries and things of that nature, and I've been told that they are hard workers, and that's well and good. But in that too, they need to understand that there are laws on the books that would require them to become citizens in order to properly work and legally work here in the United States. But in that, what we find, especially nowadays, what is being advocated amongst our government and even amongst other liberals, is that illegals come into the world. We grant them amnesty, allowing them to reside in the United States, and then we shove millions of dollars at them, giving them all kinds of free room and board, giving them all kinds of free insurance and things of that nature. And that goes directly against the biblical principles that we find. The Bible says that if a man will not work, neither shall he eat. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, God says that those who will not provide for his own is worse than an infidel. Well, what we find also with what is being promoted today amongst our modern society as illegal aliens are coming in, the receiving of refugees and things of that nature, they're coming in not only with a price tag, but they're also coming in with a lot of uncertainty. A lot of them are connected with the Muslim faith. And we know what the Muslim faith teaches with reference to Not only is it a false religion, but they teach that those who are outside of the Muslim belief that they are deserving of death, that they are to be killed because they are seen by Muslims as an infidel. And a lot of the refugees who are coming into other countries, and hence we are also subject to find this amongst those who would come in amongst us, they're bringing that same religion and those same concepts, belief, in, and therefore they would become a threat to us. And the Bible very clearly says is that our government was put in place by God for the purpose of protecting us. So in this, if they're going to come in, they need to take the legal process in order to become legal citizens of the United States. But then also our government needs to understand that they have a huge responsibility before God as well as to the citizens to make sure that we are protected. How should we look at them? We need to look at them as a soul. Every individual, whether they are American, whether they are Chinese, whether they are African, no matter where they come from, they are a soul before God. And therefore, we need to do all that is within our power to do to introduce these individuals to Christ and to treat them in a godly manner.